Tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very brilliant, the very hardworking, the very lovely Christy Lundby Hill. How are you, Christy?
Good. You always flatter me so much. I love coming in here.
Well, is there any of the above that isn't true?
Nope. Well, yeah. Well.
Nope.
I mean, gosh, you're a very good-looking lady. You're very sharp. I mean, you're good at what you're excellent at what you do, and I think you'd be excellent at anything you do. You're
just one of those. I love selling real estate.
And you love what you're doing.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
26 years this year. Holy buckets.
Wow, and you seem too young to be at something for 26 years. You know what I'm saying?
I've been selling for over half my life now.
Wow, yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's neat when somebody can find their niche in life and just love it and just keep running with it.
It's fun business. I really enjoy it.
Yep. Well, let's just start out today with the spring market is here. Believe it or not. The weather may not seem it, but it is.
I know.
And how does that affect both buyers and sellers? Let's talk about both of them.
Well, yeah, I think that it's been a little busier earlier than we anticipated with calls of buyers coming out in the last week or two. I think yesterday I had 3 or 4 people contact me about stuff, going to see stuff or meeting or whatever, you know, so it's all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, okay, we're busy. And I think it has to do with the fact that we've had the last few years some really cold Januaries or a lot of snow.
That's true, yeah.
And this is, I could deal with this winter. This isn't that bad.
It really hasn't been, has it?
The roads aren't horrible. I don't mind driving in them. I actually had to drive all the way up to Stillwater this morning and show a house. So I've been kind of running all over, and that's okay. The roads are good. You know, they're not icy. They're not all snow-filled, and it's not super, super cold. So it's really, I think the buyers are getting out, and then the sellers have not gotten out yet. So the buyers are kind of like just waiting. I have like 3 buyers just chomping at the bit waiting for a house to come on. And so when something comes on, we could start seeing multiple offers.
I was just going to ask you, with that kind of there's more demand than there is product, so to say, is that putting upward pressure on prices?
I do think it will. They went down a little bit in the fall. Because a lot of sellers put them on in the fall, which was a little odd. We had a pretty busy fall. We had kind of a slower spring last year, and it's like the sellers, like this spring, they're not getting them on fast enough, and a lot of them put them on end of fall, so we got busy. But all these, see, right now, when you have a pent-up demand, and you don't have many houses, the prices go high. They jumped up last spring.
Well, but the then multiple they went offers down. Would do that too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and then in the fall, all the sellers that finally got them ready and put them on wanted the same prices that they were going for in the spring, and you saw a lot of price reductions because they all put them on then. So it wasn't this pent-up demand, and the buyers had already, So for sellers, you need to get them ready faster. You need to do it now within the next 3 to 4 months and not wait until the end of summer, because it will slow down with the buyers by then. And more sellers who don't get them ready will put them on then.
Well, and that would naturally, is it a correct statement to think that, well, as the weather gets nicer, more people say, okay, now's the time to do it, but they're not going to get...
Well, this is what I hear. I hear, well, my yard's so pretty, I want to wait till it looks all perfect before I sell. So it's not, you know, in May you still have yellow, brown grass, and it's not till June, July, and then they want to get all their flowers going, and so then it's not till August, September, and then they enjoy it, and they're having fun, you know, and then they're on vacations and things in the summer, and they don't get them on till July, August. I took pictures of 4 listings that are coming on February, March, April this year. I had our photographer go out and get photos of their yard last the end of summer,
fall. What a great idea.
So that they didn't do that. So I hope that sellers, you know, go go through your pictures. We can white out pictures if there's people in them of your yard. We can use those pictures to show how pretty it is.
Does, like, if a person standing in front of your house in the spring, you make them into a snowman in the winter?
That's a good idea. I like that. There's a lot of things I can do with Photoshop. I've taken out cars of driveways before, so I could probably white out a person somehow. Yeah,
you're a snowman now.
I'll make him a snowman. That's a good idea.
But, you know, it really, what I learned and found out too, because we've used you in a number of transactions, and it was a fun, excellent, you made it a very easy process. You can tell you like your job. But it really is a process. You can't, it's not a spur of the moment decision.
No.
It takes a while to really get things going.
You know, it's funny. I go to occasionally, very rarely, do I go into a house and they're like, well, there's not much you got to do here to put your house on the market. You live in it the way you'd sell it, which is pretty rare. Because most people do not live in their house the way it will be when they sell it. Mm-hmm. So they have work to do, packing up, maybe doing some touch-up painting. And when I go to a lot of houses, and I actually prefer to go a few months before, so, you know, they can make a plan of attack.
Right.
I've got an appointment this evening. I'm going to look at a house, and they're thinking 6 months out, you know, and because they've got a little bit of work to do.
You know, that brings up a good point. First of all, before we go any farther, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, you can call Edina Realty, which is 651-437-2121. If you want to call me directly, my cell is 651-216-4676. Or email Christy Hill, and that's spelled Christy, at edinarealty.com, or Christy Lundby, but that's harder to spell. If you know how to spell my last name, you can do either one. They both come to me.
But back to that question that we were talking about, you know, there's somebody's 6 months out. Do you find out that it's the farther you plan or the more people plan, the better the outcome is?
Yes. Some of them just need to pack up some things,
right?
You know, some of them need to do some painting. Some of them need to change out the knobs in their kitchen because they're brass and they need to get rid of those. I mean, you can get a 25 pack on Amazon for $30 of some oil rub bronze knobs. So I might suggest that. I might suggest changing out some light fixtures. And the people that think, well, I sometimes get this. Well, it was just fine when I sold it. Before and I sold my house, nobody cared about that. Well, you got a different buyers nowadays.
How many years ago?
You know, the majority of buyers, the young buyers, are millennials. And you know what? They don't want to do as much work. And if they come into a house and visualize a lot of work, they kind of move on. So there's little things you can do to make it so the less projects they feel they have to do when they walk in, the more money you're going to get. And so that's my job, is to go in early and say, all right, I'd suggest you do this. I hate to say this, and I know some people are just going, shoot. But almost every house I suggest getting rid of the wallpaper.
Yep.
We
had to do it, and it worked.
Oh, we've got one house that we're having a hard time moving, and they did listen to us to a point. You know, somebody come and they got the wallpaper off most of the major rooms, the kitchen, the dining room, the hallway, you know, the front living room. So they got most of it out, but it's still in a two-story foyer going up the stairs. And it's a neutral one, but I still keep hearing it in feedback. Oh, it's got wallpaper. It's like, oh my gosh, we could hire somebody for like a couple grand and get that off, you know? But really, that would hold somebody back from buying a house. But it will. I had another buyer who walked in, a split entry. They had one wall of wallpaper, and his first comment was, oh, wallpaper. Like, he didn't want the house because it had wallpaper. And I was like, are you kidding? But yeah, that's the buyers.
Isn't that interesting,
that's
though?
That's the buyers. And so, I mean, those little things that are really stupid and really could take you a weekend, and it's not fun to remove, but it is worth it.
Now, there's somebody out there that is really good at it, could maybe make some sort of a really thick paint that you just paint it and nobody would know.
Yes. In fact, I have a painter who sometimes there, you know, it's too hard to get off in some areas.
Oh, okay.
And he will try to pull it in some areas, and it's just not coming, and does what he can. And he's spackled over some of it, some of those areas, and then just painted it, and it's looked fine. So it depends on how tough it is to get off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would think that with that, somebody would come up with some sort of a quick way to do it and a less expensive to save everybody all that trouble.
Well, you just don't want to paint over it and if it's going to start coming down, you know.
Well, yeah.
So it depends on the type of wallpaper it is.
Or where
stuff.
The wallpaper meets. But I was thinking if it was kind of a pasty, thick paint, you know.
It depends. They've tried to come up.
Textured.
Yeah, they've tried to come up with some things.
Okay.
They've got some kind of paint for paneling, too, that's a little thicker.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and that does good? Or works
it does good. And you know what? I will tell you, I know it's hard for some of these people because they love the wood or the paneling, but, you know, it lightens up a room. If you paint the paneling in a basement, in a 50s basement, 70s basement, you got these paneled walls. And and buyers come in if it's painted. They don't even realize it was paneling.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Sometimes they're... I was at a class yesterday about millennials, a continuing ed class, and it was very interesting how they don't appreciate quality, or the majority of them are not into quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether a house has nice six-panel doors or it's got hollow core white doors, they'd rather have the hollow core white doors. And so that's why builders are building with hollow core white doors.
Really?
Because
okay.
a lot of these buyers, they don't really put extra value on the quality of the materials. They just want it to look a certain way. It's HGTV.
Oh, okay.
It's you know, they'll walk in and it looks nice and it's got the right flooring. Or I show a house and they've put in like a vinyl wood floor and they're like, it's not the kind of wood floor I wanted. And it's like they discount the house from that. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's easier to replace. But, you know, it's just the buyers nowadays, they're different. They want natural light. If you have drapes, before you sell, take them down.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
know?
Pretty simple.
It is pretty simple, but somebody are like, but I had those custom made. I hear that a lot, and I'm like, I understand it, and I appreciate that back then that was the thing, but the young buyers will not appreciate it. They'll rip it down and throw it in the garbage. So, you know, and it doesn't show the house as well. Bright light, natural light's the big thing. You know, even if you had no window coverings on it, if it's a living room, it's fine.
Okay.
They don't even realize or... You know, when they're looking at a house, I hardly ever hear, oh gosh, I'd have to buy all window coverings. That's not even a thought in their mind.
Wow, that's interesting that you've seen the trends that go both ways and how that changes. So really, you folks, you know, spend a lot of time with that, and what you bring to the table, and of course, you don't even charge for it, is that knowledge, and how do you get ready? How do you get ready for...
To get top dollar.
To get, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So how about, I mean, so if you're a seller, how about if you're a buyer then?
If you're a buyer, it depends on the type of buyer. If you can be more open-minded to houses that you might have to put $5,000 into and change the flooring or something, you can get really good deals because they're not selling as fast. I hate to say it, but the ones that aren't set up for that are selling a little cheaper. And so buyers can get better deals if they can visualize doing a few things. The ones that are all HGTV ready,
that has really changed your business, hasn't it?
Well, it has, but it's also, I don't want to, you know, I'm not talking bad about another real estate company, but there's the Chris Lindahl team out there that does a lot, you know, and he works with Zillow. And I think what his whole big thing is he goes into houses where people need to do updating, but they don't want to spend the money or do the work. And so they're willing to take less of a price and pay a really high commission and take a lot less and net less, but then they can move on.
Okay.
And just be done and somebody else. And then you see these houses coming back on. So the couple I showed in Stillwater, I've shown them a few houses over the last few weeks, and three of the houses were Chris Lindahl houses in some of the areas like Oakdale and Stillwater and Smarrius. And he knows one as soon as we get into it because it's all the same flooring, all the same color. They paint the trim work white. They don't even put in new countertops, or at least the ones we were into, they spray them. So they look neutral,
really?
You know,
okay.
And sometimes they do a little more work, but they're, you know, but you can tell that it's a little bit of, you know, and so my one buyer, he's kind of leery of them a little bit, of the resales of those, because many times they're fixed up and flipped around. And so, but there's a lot of them. And, you know, I understand that some people don't want to do the work and they'd rather just move on. And I get that. But more people can make, sellers can make more money by just doing a few small things. Investing a little bit more into the house and make a lot more money.
You really are a consultant service.
Well, I've been around a lot of years, 26 years, selling a lot of houses. So.
How can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
My cell is 651-216-4676. They can email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com. Go to the Edina Realty website, look up the offices. You can find the agents, get my email through there, or just stop by our office.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple minutes left. What are some other tips for buyers or sellers now that, you know, it's here?
Buyers, I think that they got to start getting out, because the ones I've got that are like waiting for a house, we're getting out the day something comes on, because, you know, I talked to my best lender the other day and I said, "You getting busy?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh." She's like, "I've been getting calls like crazy." So that means the buyers are out and they're starting to come out, and it's going to get busier and busier. And so when listings come on, you got to be ready to go. You got to be pre-approved.
I was going to say pre-qualified and pre-approved. There's a difference.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got to, and please don't go with those online, you know, Quicken loans crap, because sellers don't even like to accept offers on some of those, because we have seen very bad results occasionally. Once in a while, they're okay, and I've had one or two that have been good, but I've also had some really bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
So call us for recommendation.
Well,
we deal with this every day. We know who's good, who does the best. We're going to give you our best suggestion.
Well, and if it's based locally here, you've got somebody you can really see and talk to.
Yes.
As opposed to waiting on a phone tree for hours and talking to somebody that can barely speak English.
Yeah.
And
you get a different person each time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's kind of like calling Dell.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been on the phone with them. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some people, you know, like to go through their credit unions or their banks, and that's fine too. And, you know, and I always can suggest a second opinion. You know, maybe if you've been through somebody and you want a second opinion, we have a suggestion, you know, to get you the best you can. The other thing is, if you have to sell and buy, we need to make a plan, and you need to make it early, because there's ways, you know. If it's going to be this busy with houses that come on the market, if you're contingent, you're not going to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall market, we were doing more contingent offers because it was slower.
It was slower.
But now it's fast again because there's not many listings. So it's going to be tough for people who have to sell first, or they need to make a plan. Sell first. Can I buy first and then sell? Or do I need to sell and have an interim housing and wait for the right house?
And it doesn't cost anything to have you folks sit down and discuss that with
them. It's important to do it early.
How can folks get a hold of you one final time?
651-216-4676.
Christy, it's been fun.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Again, our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill team. Again, you can give Christy a call. Either call Edina Realty Direct, 437-2121, and ask for Christy, or 651-216-4676. This is KDWA Hastings.